Lately, while preparing my content on the February BTO launch in my earlier video, I was confused on the exact minimum occupation period for Plus and Prime Flat after they have completed their initial 10 years MOP. Here, I've checked online as well as asking fellow colleagues on this. Unfortunately, I didn't get a very convincing answers. As we all know, the Housing and Development Board introduced three categories of flats: Standards, Plus and Prime, following the announcement at the National Day Rally 2023 by former PM Mr. Lee Hsien Loong. As reported in this Channel New Asia article, standard flat come with a 5 years MOP and significant market discount. Plus flat are located in choice area near transport nodes or town center. They have a 10 years MOP, subsidized recovery upon resale, and tighter resale eligibility condition such as income ceiling. Prime flat are in the most central and desirable location. They receive the highest subsidies and come with the strictest rules, including a 10 years MOP, higher subsidized clawback, and full BTO eligibility condition upon resale. However, what was not clearly stated was the MOP for subsequent buyers who purchase Plus or Prime flat on the resale market after the first owner have completed their initial 10 years MOP. I searched extensively for the answer. Many people I spoke to assumed it would revert back to the standard 5 years MOP, but I could not find a definite confirmation. Therefore, I decided to write directly to HDB for clarification. This is HDB reply. The 10 years minimum occupation period is applicable to buyers who purchase resale plus or prime flats on the open market from seller who previously bought theirs from HDB or on the open market. This means that even as a resale buyer buying a plus or prime resale flat after the initial 10 years MOP has been fulfilled, you will still be subjected to a 10 years MOP, not 5 years or as many had assumed. In other words, the 10 years MOP is tied to the flat, not just the first owner. This applies to all subsequent resale buyers. For buyers planning to upgrade to a private property later, this significantly extends the waiting period before they can do so. This means once you touch plus or prime, it's as good as game over. But if you're a cash-rich senior buying a home for long-term ownership, this may be good news to you. I also asked about the eligibility condition for resale buyers. HDB clarified that Singapore permanent residence household are not eligible to purchase resale plus or prime flats. These flats can only be sold to Singapore citizen household. For example, a Singaporean couple, a Singaporean with a PR spouse, or a Singaporean with a foreign spouse. For singles, the rules are even more specific. Single Singapore citizen may only purchase a two-room flexi prime flat on resale. They are not eligible to buy larger prime flat types, if any. However, singles are allowed to purchase all flat types under the standard and plus category, excluding 3-gen flats, as well as older flats not under the new clarification. Additionally, resale buyers of both plus and prime flat must meet the prevailing income ceiling at the time of purchase. So, what does this mean for the resale plus and prime flat in the resale market going forward? Prime flat will face the tightest restriction. They can only be sold to Singapore household. Single are limited to 2-room units. Income ceiling also apply. Buyers must observe a 10 years MOP, and private property owners must wait 30 months after selling their private property before they are eligible to buy. Super sian. So many restrictions. It's like finding a husband. Must be tall and handsome, got money, and come from a good family background, and so on. Wakao. With so many restrictions in place, in my opinion, price growth for prime flat may be more muted over time. Plus flat face similar rules, including the 10 years MOP and income ceiling. However, single can purchase all flat types, and there is no 30 months wait out requirement for private property owners. This could make plus flat comparatively more attractive and potentially support better resale demand. As for standard flats with fewer restriction and a shorter 5 years MOP, they may remain the most flexible and market-driven option going forward. Personally, with so many controls placed on plus and prime flats, standard flats may still offer the best balance between affordability, flexibility, and long-term asset progression if you have plans to reach the very top 20% of the asset hierarchy. Remember, don't make the wrong choice. Next time got money, also cannot upgrade. This will be the most frustrating situation you will ever face. Only can buy car lor. That's why car price will continue to go up. Here, what are your thoughts on this? I love to hear your views. Anyway, the day after tomorrow is Lunar New Year. Let me wish all of you 新年快乐, 恭喜发财, 愿你们在新的一年, 万事如意, 心想事成, 祝你和家人身体健康, 事业顺利, 财源广进, 在新的马年, 好写料。